Johnson. And as JP said, we just really want to welcome all of you for the globe that are here on the phone right now. I know that it is 12 o'clock, high noon in Australia and New Zealand, and it is already 10 p.m. Here in the United States Eastern Standard Time. And so some of you are ready to go to bed. The rest of you are ready to start your day. Hey, prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who didn't have a whole lot of confidence in myself ever accomplishing anything. My parents were drug addicts. My father was a completely abusive, angry, violent man who told me I was fat, ugly, and stupid, and I could never do anything right my whole life. And so when I heard about going into business for myself, I honestly said, this is definitely not going to work for me, but it'll definitely work for you. And JP is the one who actually introduced me originally. And so I took a couple months to get started because I was terrified of failure, and I didn't think that I would ever succeed. I didn't think I had what it took to succeed. And after getting started, my first 6 months, I failed miserably. I talked to so many people and couldn't get people interested in what I was doing, willing to follow me into anything. And after 6 months of failure, absolutely living off of my credit cards, no full-time job, I heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change everything. And I didn't have the money, and it wasn't the right timing, and I wanted to wait for the training to come to me instead. And I was told that if I didn't go, that I would fail miserably, and that wasn't an option for me. So I went, and my first 8 days following that first training seminar, I made $4,000. I went on to make $51,000 in just a very short period of time following that first seminar. In fact, I went to, I believe, 8 training seminars in about a 6-month period. And so after that, I got married, and the gentleman that I married, the guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt. He was a complete con artist. I did not know this at the time, and there I was, went from being at the top of an organization to totally flat broke, living out of my car, showering in public places. This was a devastating time. I can't even imagine where some of you are right now, but I want you to try to imagine where I was, absolutely homeless, lost everything. Here I started a dream, and now all the dreams were all tumbled straight down into the pit of hell, and I'm just completely depressed. I have no hope. I feel full of despair. I'm totally petrified and scared to death about someone either violating me or stealing the rest of what I had. I had lost it all. I lost dignity. I lost everything. And after several weeks of doing this, I became homeless right away. And after several weeks of being homeless, I wound up just getting upset with myself, starting a business in the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 my first full-time month, $250,000 the first year, my first million by the end of my second year. And this all happened by the time I was 23. Currently, my husband and I have been building home-based businesses. I've been building home-based businesses now for 17 years. And we have been blessed. We absolutely have been blessed. I met my husband through the industry. I have 5 children that I have raised in the industry that we are all a part of. I've been able to homeschool half of those children and been able to truly live a lifestyle that people like me who come from welfare or come from abuse typically don't ever get to experience. And so you have to consider yourself extremely blessed tonight. That one, you live in obviously a free nation where they allow you to take advantage of capitalism. That's the first thing you need to be extremely grateful about. The second thing is that you actually have a chance to change whatever is in your life that is not working out for you, that you have a chance to not stay stuck in a rut, but to do something different. And that chance totally is yours. Now, some of you were brought on this call by a friend, a family member, a coworker, somebody in your leadership line that you're working with in a home-based business, some of you by your management team. You were introduced to this call for a reason. And I want to tell you that this is live. I'm talking to you live. It's now 7:05. I'm talking from Northern California. This call is put together to be able to help you grow any part of your life that you desire to. And so the person invited you on this call, you want to thank them. How awesome and how precious that they thought enough about you to be able to turn you on to a system that can help to improve your life emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. How awesome that they were able to put their egos aside and introduce you to a way where you can enhance, become more effective, get some more skill in a number of different areas so that you can help your life go a little bit smoother. And so you want to get off the phone when we're done and thank that person for introducing you to this call. For those of you that are brand spanking new. You might even be three-wayed into this call. Right now what I want you to do is I want you to go to www.danny, which is D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. If you have access to the internet while talking to me, I highly recommend that you just go over to the internet now, go ahead and pull up the website, because I'm going to be directing you to various different information that can help you make money. Again, the site is there to help you make money. You can actually turn that site into profits immediately if you choose to go down that road. So once you get kind of familiar with what is on that site and how you're going to be able to use it to enhance your skill, help you to be more efficient, more effective, to make more money with less time. So again, that's Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, .com. Go ahead and pull up that website now, because I'm going to be referring to different things that are on that site to be able to help you by the end of this call. Okay? So, you know what? I was today just really pondering on what was I going to talk to you guys about today. Now, we have about 2,500 of you listening right now from all over the world, and there are thousands of people that will be listening online tomorrow. This call is being recorded, and it will be you'll have access to it on the website once you become a free member. If you're on the site right now, you can see that clearly. You'll see that there's a form to fill out that entitles you to a free membership. And that free membership will get you at least a minimum of 30 hours of free training and equipping to help you in any area of your life, okay? So anyway, I was really just thinking and pondering and praying and just asking God, what do you want to say, God, to these people tonight? And something that just really came over me, and it was compelling. I've got 10 points that I want to give you tonight. And the first, I want to talk to you as a team. I want to talk to you as somebody that has been in the trenches, right side by side with you. Some of you this month so far has gone off great, and some of you it hasn't gone off great. For some of you, you just experienced a weekend with your family during awesome Passover and Easter Sunday, and you might have suffered some serious blows just from being around your family. And so what had come over me was just this sense of I want to have a heart-to-heart talk with you. I want to talk to you right where you're at. I want to help you that if you're not on track, I want to help you to get on track. I want you to be able to draw one out of 10 of the things that I'm going to give you tonight that you will implement immediately and be able to get yourself where exactly it is that you want to be. You see, we don't succeed in our business model as a training company that we have. We don't succeed unless we are helping you move your business forward. We've collected over 3,000 testimonials in the last 2.5 years since we started this free website. And you know what? We want to collect 10,000 total. That's our goal to accomplish. We want to collect 10,000 testimonials of people who have started from somewhere and started to see some results and have some success and improve some area of their life. And so this call is designed to be able to help you do that. I'm not here to waste my time on a free conference call that we're giving to you for nothing. I truly do believe, I truly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, believe in you. Right now you're thinking, Danny, you don't know me. How can you believe in me? I know humans. I know that if I, who was a homeless cocktail waitress, who was totally inefficient in every area of my life, I know that myself, that I, somebody that failed in everything I had ever done, that if I can start, And take advantage of a chance that God gave me, and I could go on to earning multiple six figures throughout my 20s and early 30s, my gosh, then what can you do? So the thing that came over me was this. I feel like you need hope. That's what I feel. The first point is hope. Here's what I know. That when I was homeless, I had none. Until I seriously had a wake-up call, just something snapped in my mind. I felt like God spoke to me and said, what are you doing? There's so much more to life than where you're at. And I'm going to tell you something. There's some of you right now, in fact, I can sense it's a good 75% of you right now, you're frustrated. You're hopeless. There's a good 30, 40% of you that are just full of despair, and you've fallen into depression. There are some of you that have no vision and you're afraid to have vision. You're afraid to believe because you're afraid of disappointment. I want to tell you something. What do you have to lose for hope? What do you have to lose for hope in a better future? What's the cost? It's free, friend. It's free. Because what I will tell you is that if you stay in the position you're in right now of no hope, if you stay in the position right now of circumstances that you don't like, if you stay in the position right now of not having a promise to a better future, if you stay in this spot that you're in, it's not going to get any better. You have to know that. It will not get any better. The only thing that is going to help you get better, number one, is putting your hope in God, that you're not here by accident, that whatever the circumstances are, that they're there to teach you something, that they are there to equip you for something better, that whatever circumstance, however which way you're being pressured, squeezed, you feel like you're being pressed on all sides, I promise you, if your hope is in something other than man and your hope is in something from above, I promise you that you will be not made a fool, but that wisdom will prevail and that you'll rise up out of whatever it is that you're going through right now. So again, when I was praying about tonight and I'm saying, God, what do you want to share with them? Here is the message. Number one, I want you to have hope. You got to have hope. You have to make the choice to believe in something that you cannot see. Because if you don't, I promise you, you are going to perish inside. You're going to want to die inside. You can't stay there. You can't. I don't care what the circumstances look like. I do know this, that if you just decide to hope that something can work out, that something can get better, that something will get better, that things will change, that you will change, then you're going to see the fruit of that hope. And hope brings exhilaration, my friends. But what doesn't bring exhilaration is that passive, apathetic, ho-hum, it's never going to work attitude. That is never, ever going to help you to succeed. I know that a good 75% of you right now, you've lost hope. Either that or your hope is only so big. It's only the size of what you can see. It's not big enough for the unseen. I'm telling you, it needs to be bigger than what is seen, okay? So as a team member with you in the trenches, somebody who has been through it bad, been through hell, fortunately I did not pitch a tent there, I'm telling you, I want you to hope. Number two, I want you to find purpose in what you do. Find purpose in what you do. You know what? It all boils down to how you look at things. You see, some of you right now, you're looking, and I remember times in my career, throughout my whole adult life. I mean, I started in business when I was 19. It's been a long time. What I can tell you is that when you can find purpose in what you do, and there's times where I lost sense of the purpose in what I was doing, and when you lose the sense of purpose in what you do, you lose the excitement of what you do. When you lose the excitement for what you do, you then become lazy and apathetic. You then have short-term mindsets, not even goals. And so you got to find purpose in what you do. You see, some of you right now, you feel this strong sense that I've got to do something. I've got to become someone. There's got to be more to life than what it is that I'm doing. You feel that way. And yet you look at the business you have, or you even look at the job that you have, and you say, this doesn't fit. And there's a divine dissatisfaction deep inside your soul. And that dissatisfaction is there for a reason. It is not there by accident. It is absolutely there for a reason. And if you're in that place of a divine dissatisfaction, it is because you've lost a sense of purpose in what you're doing. That the focus now has become on what you gain from what you do versus what can you help others gain from what you do. You see, there's a much greater purpose than just you. There's a bigger purpose than just paying the bills. There's a bigger purpose than just having a big old fat fancy house. You're talking to a woman who lived in a million-dollar home at 25. Bought several homes. I mean, millions of dollars worth of property. Still owned millions of dollars worth of property. And I'm telling you right now that there's much bigger purpose than just your stuff. There's a bigger purpose in the kind of car that you drive. There's a bigger purpose than just the watch that you wear or the ring on your finger or the clothing. Are you with me? There's a much bigger purpose than just the people that you know and the names you can drop. You see, if that's what it's all about, what the heck is all this worth? Doesn't that just seem senseless? It seems very senseless for a man or a woman of wisdom, I'll tell you that right now. But I was that purpose. I was that person. My whole purpose was all wrapped up in what I earned and who I knew and how many accolades I got and how many rewards I got and how many plaques I got, how many cars I had. And it's pathetic, but it was empty. And that's what was pathetic about it, is that it was like a facade that I was chasing. I was chasing a fantasy. And what I'm telling you is you've got to find purpose in what you do, and the purpose has to be bigger than you. It has to be bigger than your stuff. The purpose can be that you can build a dynamic infrastructure in your business so that it is easy for people to duplicate. And when people have it easy for them to duplicate, therefore they are able to succeed in their family's lives. They're able to make a difference and an impact on other people's lives. That you could have a business that's safe and secure, yeah, for you, but even bigger than that. A business is built safe and secure based on the amount of lives that you are impacting, based on the amount of successes that you are creating. And look at that. I mean, just look at that. Imagine how the person feels that introduced me to this business. Imagine how that person feels. Because, folks, for the last 16 of the 17 years that I've been in business, I've been doing training seminars that have impacted thousands and tens of thousands of people's lives. I'm not saying that because I'm great. I'm saying that because it was a system that helped to produce phenomenal results. I'm saying that God gave us a chance to use our gifting. And out of that gifting, other people began to walk in their gifting and began to shine and accomplish things that they never even knew was possible. Imagine how you would feel. Imagine how you would feel if you were the one that introduced a single mom to a business that became a millionaire. That you introduce a single mom who then found great purpose in her work. Let's say that you were somebody that introduced a man who's just lost his job and that the economy has just been shot in his field and he has no hope and no promise for a better future. That he's on antidepressants and he's drinking and his family has just gone to hell because he's completely lost sight of who he is and what he wants to do. He's lost all purpose because his purpose was wrapped up in his job. And so look, imagine if you were the one that introduced that person and they changed their whole stinking life. Listen, if you go down the road of that scenario, that could be a husband and wife who just say, forget it, it's not worth it, and they get a divorce over the matter. So now we have kids growing up in two houses. Now we have the kids manipulating the parents because they, you know, the parent each wants to be the better parent that the kid wants to be with. So now you've got the kid growing up in a broken home who then winds up getting married someday and can't stay married himself. Do you understand where I'm coming from? There's great purpose in what you do. You have to find that purpose. I had a conversation over the weekend, on Easter Sunday, with my daughter's best friend's dad. He's a firefighter. And we were sitting talking. I was talking with another girlfriend of mine. I'm going to talk to you about this in a few minutes also. We were talking about that very thing, about finding purpose in what you do. And he says, you know, I've been a firefighter for 33 years. I've been training for 12 years. He says, I have just lost the excitement. I have lost the energy. I'm just doing my time so I can max out my retirement. And I thought, gosh, how sad, how terrible. And as I began to ponder it, and I can't wait to get back in touch with him, because he just said, what purpose is he? And I said, well, why did you become a firefighter? And he said to me, because I loved rescuing people. I loved being a hero in a community. I loved being able to make a difference in saving people's lives. He said, no, I'm training. I mean, there really isn't much of that anymore. Well, why did you start doing the training? He said, oh, because I want to spend more time with my kids. Okay, well, he switched focuses on what was most important to him. And I can't wait to call him. Because I'm going to tell him, look at the purpose you have now. You are training up other firefighters that will be heroes in their community. You are raising up a new breed of men and women that are going to impact this community, rescue and save people's lives. What an awesome responsibility it is that you're training them up to not only save other people's lives, but to be safe that their life would also be spared in their work. What a purpose. Instead of, it's all in how you look at it. Instead of just going, I'm just, you know, doing my last year and a half so I can max out my retirement. Let me tell you, when you find purpose in what you do and you make the most out of what you do and you look for a much bigger purpose than you just enhancing your income or a much bigger purpose than you just growing your life and growing your lifestyle, man, life begins to really become that life. It comes alive. Number three. I want you to prosper where you're planted. So oftentimes, and this makes me want to cry. In fact, when I began to write this message for you, I got emotional because I wish, among anything else, that I can reach through the phone and rewire your brain so that you could get it. I watch people every single day, give up and give in. I watch people every single week, like drones, working their jobs and their careers with no sense of purpose, with no sense of vision, with no sense of excellence, just doing their time. And I was sitting with a friend of mine at dinner, and her company has gone through merger after merger, and they're you know, expanding, and she says it looks like they're cooking the books, and they're just trying to basically go public is all that they're wanting to do. They are now lying to customers, and they're not producing the same kind of service. Now, she deals with high-end clients like AT&T and E-Trade and large banks and huge corporations, incredible clients, and she takes care of the engineering and the service that goes with the engineering, with customer service type things, with different types of call centers that they use with that. And her company's not being able to give her straight answers as to why things aren't happening, and it's looking like they've become dishonest, and she says, I can't do this anymore. I cannot work with an organization or a company that isn't going to be honest. I cannot be forced to lie. I refuse to lie. And so she's like, what am I going to do? She's 52 years old. And this is what I said to her. I said, you know what, Karen? And this I'm going to say to you. I said, we buy the lie of security. We buy the lie of security, and we kick back and ride the wave to a great retirement. And she says, I've done that. We buy into this thing called security, and here's the truth about it. The truth about security is it's a lie. That's the truth. There is no security on this planet. Please write that down. You have been fed a lie. There is no such thing. None. If you think you have a secure job, let's talk next year and see how secure it really is. There are thousands and tens of thousands of layoffs every single year. There are people in secure positions that all of a sudden the rug is pulled out from under them, whether it happens by a death, a company going bankrupt, a company being exposed with their lies, a company who changes corporate heads and now changes philosophy. It could be you lose a loved one. It could be you lose a limb. Do you understand? There is no security in life. At all. There is nothing secure on this planet. Absolutely nothing. But there is one thing that is inevitable, and that is change. So listen to me. Listen to me. Some of you have bought the lie of security. Even some of you that have a home-based business, you think, man, I'm making $100,000 a month. I'm secure. Everything's going great. You know what? Get a grip and get a clue. There is no business that is secure. There is no business model that is secure. None. You're talking to a woman who built businesses for 17 years, and I'm going to tell you, change is inevitable. There is no security. Write this down. Nothing lasts forever. And so you right now have got to get out of that cloud if you're in that cloud. And when I tell her, I said, when we buy into security, we kick back and we ride the wave. And when we do that, we fall into mediocrity and a comfort zone. Security is nothing but a facade. It's a comfort zone. And in a comfort zone, we stop dreaming. We stop taking risks. in a comfort zone, we stop reaching beyond what we can see into the unseen. Look at marriage as a prime example. Look at marriage and dating. You see, some of you, when you were single, okay, you were out playing the field. You're out looking around. You're out fishing around. And you're dressing your best. You're smiling. You're looking good. You brush your teeth. You make sure that you're groomed. You speak politely to the person that you're dating. You are courting the person. Flowers are coming in, or special cards, and oh, you know, you need me to do your laundry, I'll do your laundry. Oh, you know, I was just thinking that you needed something to eat, so I thought I'd bring you something. Are you with me? We do all of this stuff when we're dating, trying to impress the other person. Then we get married and what we call a secured marriage. And what happens? Oh, within a year, the woman's hair is in a messy bud. She hasn't worn makeup in a month. She's let herself go. He doesn't shave every day, doesn't even put on deodorant, forgets the birthday, forgets the wedding anniversary. Are you with me? When we're dating, we wouldn't dream about forgetting the first date anniversary, but after we're married, we forget the marriage anniversary? Why? The facade of security that leads to a comfort zone. That's why. That's what we do. I got to tell you something. A comfort zone only leads to destruction. It only leads to death, a death of a dream, death of being excited, death of being of anticipation, the death of wonderment, the death of the unseen. That if you have bought into security and you are in a comfort zone, that's where you're at, just like with a marriage. So here, let me tell you something. You have to prosper where you're planted. You have to look to prosper where you're planted. That goes for your marriage. If you are not prospering in your marriage, meaning you are not sowing good seed into that marriage the way you would if the person you are married to that you are actually dating, then all that care and detail, that when you put that into that marriage, guess what? It prospers. Come on, friends. We all know how to prosper. It's whatever we work with a spirit of excellence prospers. Whatever we neglect fails. Look at, man, when we first brought our first baby home, all that care. And pretty soon, we get uninterested. Some of us get uninterested. Some people even be bothered by their children. I'm going to tell you something. Prosper as a parent. Prosper. Groom your children. Groom them with excellence. Train them up to be the citizen that you and I both know all of our countries need. Honest, trustworthy, hardworking. Not this generation of give me something for nothing. Not this spoiled generation that I'm telling you is going to bankrupt this country and other countries abroad. No. Come on, look at your business. If you're in a comfort zone in your business, I'm telling you the next step is death and destruction. It is. You're thinking, Danny, that's a bit dramatic. No, it's the stinking truth. Just go down the road and see what it looks like. Some of you in your jobs, in your career, what you're doing, you've fallen into a comfort zone. You've fallen into the lie of security. And you stop taking risks. I'm telling you right now, I have a question for you. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you pursue? What would you do? What's in your heart to do? And start reaching out for it. Start reaching out by faith for it today. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you pursue? What would you do? What's in your heart to do? What does it look like? Who would you be working with? Listen, in life, nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. So it's just like, for example, and I was telling my girlfriend this, it's just like booking a plane ticket. That if you called United Airlines and you said, you know, I would like to go somewhere over to the East Coast. Is United Airlines going to book you a plane ticket? No. They're going to say, why don't you call me back when you figure out what your destination is? Here's number two. If you called United Airlines and said, you know, I would like to fly out to New York City. And they say, okay, great. Where are you leaving from? Oh, I don't know yet. Let me tell you something. That is a sure plan for failure. Prospering where you're planted, folks, you have to know where you're starting from and where specifically you want to go. So when I asked my girlfriend, I said, Karen, what do you want to do? What kind of a company do you want to work with? She goes, gosh, I don't know. I said, nothing becomes dynamic until it becomes specific. You need to make a list who you want to work with. What kind of a purpose do they have? How do they treat their covers? You get very specific on the type of organization and the kind of people you want to work with and the kind of opportunity that they are offering to you, the kind of money that you want to make, what you bring to the table, what they bring to the table. That's exactly like you calling the airlines and saying, I would like to book a plane ticket from San Francisco to New York City. So, yeah, folks, prosper where you're planted. Be specific so thy dynamics will come into your life. Please, if you're in that rock and a hard spot, you're in between jobs, you cannot just be randomly going after whatever is available. Give me a stinking break. You've had something planted in you. Be specific and go at it with all you have. I want you to send me emails. And then when you do this, you're going to say, holy smokes, Danny, I was on that call. I was on that call April 17th. And I did exactly what you said to do, and everything has changed. Some of you are going to get raises in your jobs just from what I just finished telling you, to prosper where you are planted, to make the most of what you have, to bust out of a comfort zone. I'm telling you, if you're in a comfort zone, run, and run fast. The heck out of it. The heck out of it. It's a lie that leads to death and destruction, no question. Death of a marriage, death of parenting, death of a job, a career, death of a business. Run out of that comfort zone as fast as you possibly can. Do whatever it takes. Number four, if you are in business, even in a job, I want you to log what you do. I want you to take note of what you do. So, for example, if you are in a home-based business, I want you to log the numbers. If you are in real estate, I want you to log the numbers of people that you talk to today. If you're in mortgage or insurance, if you're in advertising, if you're in PR, if you're trying to get a new hair salon off the ground, a new nail salon off the ground, if you're trying to build a brand-new practice and you're in the medical profession or the dental profession, okay, I want you to log your numbers. Log the numbers and the amount of people that you have had a conversation with and presented your business opportunity to. Well, Danny, if I'm starting a hair salon, how am I presenting opportunity? You're presenting the opportunity for them to work as a long-term client in your salon or as a patient in your practice. Are you with me? Presenting your opportunity is presenting the business that you have that you are working to get the public to participate with. So you need to log your numbers. Everything falls on prospecting and the amount of numbers that you're prospecting on a daily basis. If you're in between careers or if you're in a career right now that you're facing that could perhaps be ending, then what I'm going to tell you is that you need to log the numbers of resumes that you're sending out to how many companies. Here's the reality. If you talk to no one, you're going to get no results. If you talk to some, you're going to get some results. If you talk to a lot, you're going to get a lot of results. That's really how it works, okay? So log your numbers, and I want you to see where you need to make improvements, and I also want to see the improvements that you have already made. Okay, so look at your numbers. Log the numbers. If you're in a home-based business and you're prospecting, then you're looking, okay, how many people did I dial today? Meaning how many attempts to conversate with somebody, okay? Then list how many people have I actually talked to. Then how many people have I actually brought through a presentation system? And final, how many people have I closed? And how many new clients did I get? Okay, so it could be closing them to get started in a home-based business if you're selling franchises, or if you're selling a product, how many customers, how many clients did I get today? You need to log those numbers. You're in business. If you want to grow your life, you've got to look at where you're starting from. You have to look at where you're at. Just like I said, if you're calling United Airlines, well, anyway, I said United. I can't stand that airline. They've got the worst, the most rudest flight attendants on the face of the planet. And, yes, I just said that before 2,500 people. And guess what? I told them that I would. Southwest, worst customer service on the ground. Best flight attendants in the air, worst customer service on the ground. Yes, I said that too. Can't stand that. Those two are terrible. I fly every couple of weeks, I'm telling you. Qantas, the best airlines. Hands down, period, end of story. Nicest people on the ground and on the ground. Okay, so anyway, log your numbers. See where you need to make improvements. If you are calling Qantas Airlines to book a flight from Australia, Australia or New Zealand to come over to Los Angeles to be a part of Creating a Dynasty, which is there 77 of you who have registered for Creating a Dynasty. If you were calling to do that, you'd have to tell them where you're starting from. It's the same thing of logging your numbers. You have to know where you're starting from. Now, if you notice, you look at your ratios, and by the way, if you have a 10% closing ratio, if you present your business to 10 and one of them signs up, you're doing pretty good. That's pretty much a good average throughout the entire sales world. That's a real, that's good. That's not bad. That's doing okay. Okay? But let's say that you want to get it up to 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10. Some of my clients have gone up to 9 out of 10. Okay? Very rare. It doesn't happen often, but there are some that through getting the skill that they need and putting themselves through training seminars, putting them through advanced training seminars like Dynasty and First Steps, putting them through classes like we've got a class taking place tomorrow night, 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time on closing. So if that's what you need help with, then what you need to do is get the help that you need so you can improve those numbers. You can't just, and this happens all the time. People do this all the time. It's hilarious to me. They will say, oh, gosh, you know, I really need help with closing. And then I look at their numbers, and guess what? They don't need help with closing at all. They need help with just working. The numbers are phenomenal. I had two clients last week, you know, two of them, where they, for every five people that they presented the business to, they signed up two of them, and they thought they needed help with closing. Like, what? How do I get the other three? Forget the other three. Go show it to another five. Do you understand? So log your numbers. See where you're starting from. Begin to get the help so you can tweak to improve your numbers. Most of you just need to do more numbers in most cases. Number five. So I want you to challenge yourself beyond where you are. Challenge yourself to think outside of your current circumstances and to think outside of your current abilities. Come on, folks. We all know. Come on, you know you. You have a lifelong track record of knowing you. And what you know about you is whatever you put your heart and mind to, you get the job done, right? Whatever you put your heart and mind to, you get it done. Whatever you are determined for, the excuses leave and results come in. So I need you to challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to go beyond where you're at. Some of you need to go to your next step. Maybe your next step is reading that closing script all by yourself. Maybe your next step is actually doing a live presentation all by yourself in your home. Maybe your next step is letting somebody else do the business presentations. Maybe your next step is raising up other leaders. And that does not mean you not recruiting and just focusing on them. Oh, no, that's not what that means at all. That is an art in leadership development. Maybe your next step is that you've been listening to me for a year on these free Monday night calls, and you still haven't stepped up to go into First Steps to Success. Some of you have been to First Steps. You haven't stepped up to going again and again and again. Some of you haven't been to Dynasty, haven't made the commitment to go to Dynasty. You know what? You need to go to your next step. I challenge yourself to go beyond where you are. If you keep doing what you're doing right now, you're going to get the same results. So challenge yourself to go beyond where you're at. Challenge yourself to think outside of your current circumstances. Challenge yourself to think outside of your current ability. What would happen if you did? Number six. Don't deny yourself. Do not deny yourself the help you need. Get your ego out of the way. Some of you right now are thinking, well, I don't need any help. I got it all together. I can do it all by myself. You sound like my six-year-old. Okay? When he was 2 years old, he said, Mama, I can make my own toast. I could do it all by myself. Yeah, and you're going to burn down the house. Yeah, you might be able to do it by yourself, but there's a great risk in the house getting on fire. Let me tell you something. Don't deny yourself the help you need. You are not a lesser, weaker person if you get help. You're a better person if you get help. So what do you need help with? Humble yourself enough to say, you know what? I don't have it all figured out. I need help. I do know this, that if you're building a company or you're building an organization, you can't do it by yourself and do it effectively long term. You may be able to do a lot of things. You may be able to perform a lot of things, but I will tell you it is not the most efficient way to get things done. If you want to have a life and be successful, you must learn to ask for help. You must learn to get the help that you need, to recruit the help that you need, to find out the help that you need, and to use the help that you can attract to yourself or that you can go out and get for yourself. So do not deny help for yourself. Get your ego out of the way. You're not a lesser person if you get help. You're a better person. So one, what is an area you need help with? Okay, earlier, step four, I was telling you to log your numbers. Do you need help with recruiting and closing? Do you need help in those areas? Well, gosh, if you're on that website right now, go click on products. There's a number of places that you can get that help. Now, I know that right now some of you are thinking, you know what, Danny, I've got all these other CDs from these other trainers, and none of it really helped. I know. Isn't it terrible? There's a lot of people producing information out there that is totally insignificant and doesn't work. And how you know it is that most of those people have never built a business themselves. Some of them may have built one for 6 months and then became a self-proclaimed guru. You know what the old saying is, those who can't teach. Like, Danny, aren't you cutting yourself down? No. I've recruited thousands of people by myself. I know how to do it. And do it well. Do it very well. In fact, I still recruit. I still use the same skills to recruit contractors. I still use the same skills to recruit employees. Still use the same skills to recruit people that work inside of our company, even outside of our company. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something. Go right now to products. There's two things to click on if you need help with prospecting and closing. Okay, two things. The script book and the CDs, the Foundational Keys to Your Success, recorded in North Carolina. Okay, so Foundational Keys, recorded in North Carolina, and the script book. Those two things. Begin to study those two things. Do your next step. Get those so that you can start listening to them over and over again. They will make you money. They will change your skills immediately. In fact, that script book, for example, I had a gentleman, the first time he listened to it, his ratios went ridiculous. For example, prior to the information that was on the first CD of the script book, okay, he had been hung up on hundreds of times working leads for a year and a half. Heard the first CD and sponsored 20 people in 3 weeks into his business opportunity. 20 people in 2 weeks. Another gentleman took the CDs of North Carolina, made $2,000 in 10 hours. In the environmental business, where he actually took a product and sold it to realtors, he made $2,000 his first 10 hours utilizing the techniques that were in those North Carolina CDs. Hello? Listen. If you need help, it's time to take your next step, okay? So look, do you need help in understanding people, understanding your organization, understanding the five different types of distributors, understanding how to motivate them? Do you need help motivating them? Okay, well, in the product section, click on Insider Secrets. Find it. I don't even know what color it is, but there are two CDs that come together called the Insider Secrets. Do you want to learn how to build a client base that continues to kick out profits? And what to do with the people that are not motivated to do something? What do you do with those people? How do you get them to do something? That's in there. What about a process in which that you can build a solid, substantial residual income? That is in the Insider Secrets. Okay? What about this? Are you lacking duplication in your business? Does duplication just seem to be a big, giant mystery to you? That's fine. There's a CD in the product section that can help get you started. Okay? If you're having a hard time knowing what to do when you get somebody started and how to put them to work and how to get them to make money their very first week, how to keep them in and keep them going and move them up, that's the Home Presentation Success System. In fact, Home Presentation and Insider Secrets together is deadly for your next step. If you have learned how to bring somebody in the business but you don't know what to do with them, those two, Home Presentation Success System and Insider Secrets, is going to help to get you moving forward. Okay? Now, some of you may need help with, you know, you've got people in your business, they don't know how to recruit. They don't know how to close. You got people in your business where they really want to make it happen, but they don't know how to make it happen. Guess what? That's okay. There is another set in there. It's called Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. It's a default plan where those people that are scared to talk to people, scared to tell people what they need to do to be able to get started. Man, this is like a no-brainer, so easy, non-threatening approach. Okay, so are those the places that you need the next step? Okay, or do you need help with you being able to deal with people yourself in a more professional manner? Do you need help with fear? Do you need help with getting over your issues with your people? Do you really believe that you can build your business and do it successfully? Are you tired of dealing with frustration and procrastination? Are you sick and tired of the current income level that you're at? Are you so ready to get beyond being stuck? Are you ready to understand what it takes, how to do it, how to implement it, and how to get results? Are you tired of not having the strategies and the secrets of the people that make millions of dollars in this business? Well, if you're in that place where you need help with all those things, First Steps to Success Minneapolis. Right now on the right, the left-hand side, click on Seminars and Events. Okay? It's going to bring up a page, and it's going to show you Minneapolis, Minnesota, May 6th and 7th, okay, of 2006. Click on that. Get yourself registered right now. How much longer do you want to hold yourself back? How much longer do you want to play this game crippled? How much longer do you want to make your life harder than it is? How much longer do you want to deal with frustration or procrastination? How much longer do you want to be in the dark thinking you know it all? But there are strategies that will help you make more money with less time, work, and effort. Are you tired of being in that know-it-all place, but instead want to embrace, wow, maybe there is more to this than I think. Maybe there's more to this than what I'm doing. Is there anything wrong with making an investment of 2 days and $297 to learning how to simplify your finances, simplify your business, strategies that will make you more for less? I got to tell you something. Last week you guys heard a friend of mine on the phone. His name is Last week you heard Simon from Australia on the phone. And he had said, you know what, Danny? I haven't spent a dime with your training or your seminars. Because every time I have spent money, it has done nothing besides make me money. That's what he said. Every time I've spent money, it has just made me money. So I haven't spent anything on the training that I've received here. I've done nothing but make money from this training. Folks, how much longer do you want to stay in the dark? You don't want to. So click on that right now. Fill out that form. Register yourself today for First Steps to Success. Okay, so do you need help with leadership? Do you need help in truly motivating and driving a sales organization to millions of dollars in sales volume annually? Do you want to be able to raise up other people who create hundreds of thousands of dollars in sales volume monthly? Do you want to possess the skill of getting a brand new person started and making them $1,000 their first 2 weeks in the business? Well, creating a dynasty is what you need to be a part of. Creating a dynasty is going to equip you with those things. You can't go to that unless, of course, you've already graduated through First Steps to Success, and Dynasty is May 26th, 27th, 28th, or 25th, through the something like that, end of May. Okay, number seven, you need to pace yourself. You need to pace yourself. You need to pace yourself. Come on. You need to take Sundays, let's say, or Saturdays, or whatever. Take one day a week and rest. Sleep. Maybe like what we do, man, we get up, we go to church, we come home, and our whole family takes naps. We're going to play cards. We eat pizza for dinner. No one makes their beds. The house is a disaster. Are you with me? Pace yourself. Go on a long weekend 3-4 times a year with your spouse. Pace yourself. What is it all for if it's only about working hard just to pay the bills or working hard just to pay a bigger, fatter mortgage payment? What's it all worth? What's it all for? It took me a lot of years to figure that one out. 7, to be exact. How funny that this is number 7. You need to pace yourself. Come on. Enjoy those times with your children. Enjoy those times with your wife or your husband. Enjoy some of those peaceful times by yourself. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And you've got to pace yourself for the marathon. Slow it down just a hitch if you're going too fast. If you're going too slow, maybe you need to speed it up just a hitch, okay? So just pace yourself. You have to be here for the long haul. There's people waiting for you 10 years from now that are going to need this, and they're not going to get it unless you're the one that gives it to them. Do you understand? So you got to pace yourself. This is not a marathon. I mean, this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. Pace yourself so that you will finish strong. We need strong finishers. And if you're burnt out, because you were not conditioned for a marathon. You're not going to finish the race at all, let alone finishing strong. Number eight, I want you to relax a little bit. You do. Some of you guys are too stressed out. I'm talking to myself on this. Relax. Don't worry. Don't freak. Don't fret. Everything is going to work out for good. All things work together for good. So relax. Don't worry. Don't freak. Don't fret. Everything's going to be just fine. It's not going to matter 5 years from now. It's not going to matter 5 years from now. Quit staying up till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and having to get up at 6. Quit doing that nonsense. Quit beating your body up. Quit treating your body badly. Your body is a temple. You need to take care of it. If you take care of it, then it will take care of you. And we need you. We need you. We need you without the stress on your face. We need you without the frustration on your face. It's not a good example for the business that you're building anyway. If you're constantly stressed out, then guess what? The look on your face is telling people, you don't want to do what they're doing. Do you understand? So please, relax. Take a chill pill. Take a deep breath. Get a massage. Pick some flowers. Grow a garden. Something. Start living life, okay? Number nine. This is huge. You need to be thankful, grateful, and vocal. You need to be thankful, grateful, and vocal. Vocal, of course, about being thankful and grateful. So oftentimes I see people put absolute stumbling blocks in their way, and please hear me. It must grieve God how his children are not grateful for what they've been receiving. It grieves me that when I see people in an absolute blessed situation and they will not vocalize or verbalize the blessings in which that are all around them, that they either deny the blessings, that they don't see the blessings, or that the blessings don't meet their expectation. Here's what I know, that if you are not thankful and grateful and vocal about the blessings in which you have, you will not receive more. Life has a funny way of taking things away from you in order to make you grateful. You see that car that you complain about? Yeah. Well, when it finally dies and you have no way of transportation and no way of getting any more transportation, you wished for the day that you had the car. You know, the times, let's say that you wind up in a situation where you cannot sleep because, let's say, you're off on a trip and the bed is just so comfortable and you've not even recognized or appreciated the bed that you have. You appreciate the things once they've been taken away from you. Look at our brothers and sisters down in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi who suffered this last year and the horrible hurricanes. I can guarantee you that they were just striving and asking and wanting for the simplest things in life, like privacy, the simplest things in life, a roof over their head, the simplest things that they took for granted each and every day. Life has a way of stripping us of the things that we are not grateful for to make us grateful for those things. If you want to receive more, bigger and better and greater blessing, you have to clearly recognize the current bigger and greater blessing that you're in right stinking now. So be thankful, be grateful, and be vocal about that thankfulness and gratefulness. It will change your entire attitude. That was number nine. Number 10, do whatever it takes to keep your faith, to keep your attitude, to keep your focus strong so that you can have strong results. Again, do whatever it takes, pay whatever price to keep your faith, to keep your attitude high, to keep your focus strong so that you can finish with strong results. Make whatever that investment is in your life of time or money. Because when you can keep the faith and keep your attitude and your focus strong, there's nothing that you can accomplish. You are unstoppable and you are bulletproof. I can tell you for myself that when I first started, after, you know, I was 19, I first got started in the business, I was doing everything I was told to do. I was following the steps, and I was showing up to the BPs, and I was doing, I'm telling you, I was carbon copy doing exactly what I was told to do. But guess what I lacked? And guess what I got out of my first training seminar? I got faith, attitude, and focus. That's what I got. They didn't teach me what to say there. They didn't show me what to do there. There was nothing specific training-wise on, you know, say this, don't say that, this is how you talk to people, this is what you say. They didn't say any of that. But what they did was they installed into me faith, attitude, and focus. And when I walked out with that, guess what? It brought the rest to life. Let me tell you why. 93% of all communication is nonverbal. 93% of communication is nonverbal. That means 7% has to do with the words in which you are speaking. 93% has to do with your faith, your attitude, and your focus. Has to do with what your body language is communicating. So someone that is full of faith is someone that knows that they know that done deal, they're going to make it with or without that prospect. Someone with that attitude that even when someone says no, they're like, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm still going straight to the top. Someone with the focus, when they've got that focus, they're that person no matter what disaster is falling around them, all around them, no matter what drama is happening, no matter what the circumstance is, they don't care. They are focused, and they're going to get the job done. Do whatever it takes to increase your faith, increase your attitude, and increase your focus. Pay whatever the price is, because there's not a price too high. You know what I paid for mine? I paid $25,000. In 6 months, I paid $25,000 into my education for my business, which all of it was about. My faith, my attitude, and my focus. That's what it was about. Now, luckily, folks, first steps to success, yes. You're going to get an impartation of a huge measure of faith. At First Steps in Minneapolis, you're going to get a huge impartation of the kind of attitude of a winner and a champion and a professional that you need to have in order to succeed. Yes, you will have an impartation of a laser focus that's going to make you cut through crap like a knife and get to the bottom line. Yes. You will have that. And get specifics. Get strategies. Get skill. Get the words. Get the verbiage down so that 100% of your communication, 100% of your communication has the absolute potential to nail it, to build it, and to build it strong, because you have to build it to last. So, friends, those are my 10 things. As team members, we have got to raise up a generation of people. People of hope. We've got to raise up a generation that find purpose in what they do. We've got to be people of that generation that prosper where we're planted and we work with a spirit of excellence. We have to be those people that are diligent, that we're logging our numbers, that we're seeing our improvements and are seeing where we need to make improvements. There are people that will challenge ourselves to go beyond where we are, to challenge ourselves to think outside of our current circumstances, to think outside of our current abilities, that we would raise up and be a part of a new breed of people that will not deny ourselves of the help that we truly need, that will not deny ourselves of getting the training and the skills that we need, that we won't deny ourselves to bring in the people that we need to help us to succeed. That we would be a people that would pace ourselves and enjoy the ride. That we would enjoy the journey and make the best out of each and every day of it. That we would recognize the beautiful flowers outside. That we would recognize the sweet people that are around us. And the sweet aroma that may be in the air, unless, of course, you live in L.A. That's a refinery. That we would be a people that would relax, take a chill pill, and not worry, not freak, and not fret. That we would be thankful, grateful, and vocal about all the blessings that we have. Gosh, the blessings of warmth, the blessings of people, the blessings of clothing and food, the blessing of cars that we have, the blessing of the job that we have and the boss that we have, the blessing of the chance that we have to live out this entrepreneurial spirit that burns deep down inside of us. And last, that we would be a people that does whatever it takes to not only keep our faith, attitude, and focus strong, but that we would lead by that example and show other people how to do the same thing. Can you imagine this breed of people rising up? So, team, I believe in you, and I told you at the beginning of the call that just take any one of these 10 things, and I promise you things are going to happen and they're going to grow. I believe in you because I know who I am and I know where I came from. And I know that if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. That if you decide not to go the way of your excuses, but that you go after results, that you're going to shock yourself and you will not recognize your life a year from now. So please, as a friend, as a human being, as a man or as a woman, take advantage of maybe one or two, maybe all 10, and implement. If you truly want your life to change, start implementing. For those of you that I'm going to see you in Minneapolis, Minnesota, I want you to keep your head down and keep your focus and keep your attitude that you're building a team that will be at that event with you. That when you're looking at these prospects in the eyes, you're talking over the phone, you say, hey, listen, I'm looking for someone that's deadly serious, and we will have a team of people there with us. Guys, we're about 3 weeks away before that event's going to be taking place. I, number one, can't wait to meet you, can't wait to see you, can't wait to pour into you, can't wait to equip you. But more importantly, I can't wait to see your results. Can't wait to see your lives change. Can't wait to see the lives that you had an impact on for the people that you had along with you. Can't wait to see the shock in your eyes when you go, oh, my gosh, it actually works. So for those of you that have been teetering whether or not you should go, go. It's 100% money-back guaranteed. What have you got to lose besides a sorry attitude, no faith, no focus, and no ability? What have you got to lose? You got nothing to lose. You only have to gain. It's 100% money-back guarantee. So click on that right now on that website. Click on Seminars and Events. Click on Minneapolis, Minnesota. Get yourself registered for First Steps, and don't go alone. So, friends, this is Dani Johnson calling you from Northern California. This call has been recorded. It will be on the website within 24 hours, this call. You'll be able to listen to it again. You can drive other people to the website to listen to it absolutely free. You'll be able to listen to this anytime, 24/7, for zero cost at all. So just fill out that free membership form. Get to that site. If you need help in any other area, we direct you to where you can get that help. Other than that, folks, I'm going to be signing off from Northern California. Thank you so much for your time and effort, and I pray that you have a prosperous week, that you have a significant breakthrough this week, that you get out there and do more than you've ever done before. Let this be a record-breaking week for you and for your entire business. I'm going to open up the lines and everybody say good night and God bless.